When Chevron announces its first quarter earnings today, energy analysts expect that will push profits of the top three oil companies to over $16 billion for the first 3 months of this year. Higher oil and natural gas prices and revenue increases from refining are the big reasons that oil companies are making so much. But with all that money coming in, they've been criticized for what they do or don't do with the windfall. Steve Inskeep spoke with John Olson, who is tracking the oil company profits. He's an energy analyst with Sanders Morris Harrison Group in Houston.
Now, you know, Mr. Olson, that oil companies have been criticized for not taking more of their many billions of dollars in profits and using it to invest in more energy supplies.
That is something that is debatable, I think, Steve. Right now, we are looking at an industry which is spending about $70 billion a year here in the United States.
Are you talking specifically in exploration?
Domestic exploration and development, yes. That is, I think, probably proof positive that this industry is doing its level best to put more money into the ground and to offset the naturally declining production that we are burdened with right now.
There's certainly no obligation for ExxonMobil to reinvest all of its profits in exploration, but it is worth asking the question if perhaps more could be getting done.
You can always make that claim, I think, but Exxon has been a conservative company. They will go where they best can make money. Unfortunately, in the world markets, we are looking at places which are becoming closed to American oil companies. Latin America is, in particular, looks like it is beginning to turn very populist.
Well, let me ask, do you think that Western oil companies face something of a dark future, even though they're making such profits now, because it's going to get harder and harder for them to find sources of oil that people will let them explore?
There are political cycles as well as there are economic cycles. And today we're looking at China, for instance, with tremendous momentum in the world oil and gas markets, making deals virtually everywhere with people who are not necessarily friendly to the United States. And this kind of situation is indeed going to pressure U.S.-based oil companies with the thought that they are missing out on their share of the future prospects.
Is there ever a point where the price of oil could get so high that it would in some way be bad for oil companies? $100 oil, $150 oil?
Commodity markets always normalize, Steve. The trouble with the oil market is that it has not been normal for the past 6 or 7 years. Somewhere out there at $80, $90, $100 a barrel, we'll begin to see some demand destruction.
Demand destruction?
Yes. That means we will begin to see people use less, conserve, ride bicycles, whatever the option you elect.
So until you get to that point, it's very good times for oil companies.
Very good times. For the past 10 years, we have seen oil demand go up between 1 and 2 million barrels a day. That is not what I would call demand destruction.
John Olson of Sanders Morris Harris in Houston, Texas. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And you can find out what's causing energy prices to go up so quickly and how emptying your car trunk can save you on gas at npr.org.